time, Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdom's of my heart.
Amen. How many can say amen to that this morning? I surrender all. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. Amen. Sister Chris, it's so nice to see you this morning. Our hearts certainly are with you, and we know that there's another one to look for when we cross over to the other side, another hero, and so we're excited about that. But those of us that are left behind, we know that it leaves a hole, and we won't lie to you and say that, well, that hole will be filled by something else. It won't. It's not supposed to be. But, you know, the thought came to us here just a little while back. What if we never would have had that person in our life that we feel that hole and we feel that loss? What if they never would have been in our life? Our life wouldn't have been as rich and as full and as meaningful and as blessed, right? So we want to take that with us and treasure that and hold on to it. Sure. But as Christians, we're so grateful here this morning to realize that it's a short time that we're separated, and then we'll be reunited throughout eternity. So we just pray that those precious memories will comfort you in the days that go by. So we talked to Sister Chris for a few moments when we were in Chivac, and if you know Sister Chris, you'll know that this is her character. We started talking, and she spent a few minutes trying to comfort us. I didn't tell her it was minus 26, so maybe that's why she was trying to comfort us, because it was so cold. But you know, and I had to stop her at one point and say, you know, we're really supposed to be giving you comfort. So God bless you, sister. So, amen. So we have our brother Timothy Ashong with us this morning. He hails from West Africa, specifically from Ghana. And if you don't know where it's at, look on the globe. It's right where the prime meridian and where the equator meet. So it's where time starts and stops, where the day begins, and it's also right on the equator. So I forget exactly what year it was that we first visited Ghana, but I think it was 2010 or 11 or somewhere around there. And we've been there a few times. And Brother Tim is always so gracious to take us around, and it's a lot of work taking you to all the different places and hosting you, and just a real brother and a real friend and a gifted minister of the gospel and evangelist. And so we've had him a few times, and most recently, the last time we were in the fellowship hall, and Brother Tim was with us last year sometime. So we're excited to have him in our new building here towards the end of the year, and he's getting homesick. He's coming up on 6 weeks of being in the country, and you know, God bless him. This particular season that we're going through, we know that people need encouragement. We know that there's been a lot of pressure, and that we know that there's a spirit of depression that's trying to suffocate the whole globe. And that's something that we're resisting, that we're pushing back on. But it's men like these that come around and encourage and stir you up and exhort you and whatever it is that God has for us. So we're thankful to have our brother this morning. He's a wonderful minister of the gospel, and he's also a good friend. So we'll invite him to come here in just a moment. I also want to remind you that next Sunday we have another visiting minister, so please mark that on your calendars and come and support the ministry. And then once again, we are planning on having a watch night service as we do every year. It'll be on a Friday night this year because New Year's is on a Saturday. And so, and then we will have services on Sunday. So our guest minister from Friday night will be speaking on Sunday as well. And we're also looking at having a potluck, kind of a makeup harvest meal together. It won't make up for the harvest festival, but on New Year's Day, we plan on having a little get together. And so if you can make it, we'd love to have fellowship with you. Over be in the fellowship hall. We'll have more information on that coming. So we will have service on Sunday, and we will have service on the following Sunday, the day after Christmas. So just so everybody knows. Amen. We are a blessed people. Amen. So our sister Walter said that Wednesday night was for her, so couldn't be for you. We got a lot of feedback from a lot of you that it was, you know, God's always right on time. He knows exactly what we have need of. I assure you, we don't send notes back and forth amongst the congregation. So what do you have need of? And what would you know, what would be on the top of your list? And we're trusting in Him, right? You're trusting in Him to speak. We're trusting in Him to guide and to lead. And in the end, it'll all be about Him. When we meet Him on the other side, all of our thanks, all of our love on this side and the side to come will go to Him. Amen. Blessed be His wonderful name. Amen. He counts the stars. As our brother Timothy comes, He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shores. He sees each sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything. Of all creatures great and small, He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day, well, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. How many believes that this morning? I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Oh, yes, He does. He knows my name.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It should make you to clap better than this to know that He knows your name. Are you sure He knows your name? Then give a clap offering to Jesus. That He knows your name. Not only your name, He knows your needs. He knows
everything about you. He's the Alpha and the Omega of your salvation. He knows the way, and He is the truth, and He is the life. He knows your name, and He knows your needs. He knows your needs, and He knows everything about us. We should be happy people. We should be rejoicing day and night, knowing that He knows all about us. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Our blessed Heavenly Father, it gladdens our hearts to know that you know all our names. You know our names and you know our needs. Lord, and you have all the answers, and you are the answer. You are the way, you are the truth. We are grateful that you know us. When you were on the cross, we were in your mind. You did everything that you did. Everything that you went through, it was for us. And we thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be in your house with your people. Lord, we are grateful. And we commit ourselves into your hands. Father, look down upon us. If there be anything which is not pleasing in your sight, please forgive us. And Lord, help us this morning. Our desire is to be like you, and to have a closer walk with you. Lord, as you always does, may you do it again this morning, that none of us will ever leave here the same. May we leave here better than we came in, stronger than we came in. Let the sinner be saved. Let the backslider be restored. Let the sick be healed. Let the captives be set free. Let the saints of God, Lord, be encouraged. Bless us, Heavenly Father, and minister unto every need that is represented here. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to take full control over the service. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's a privilege to be here this morning to fellowship together around the word of our day. And I want to thank Brother Doug for this opportunity giving me to be here this morning to fellowship with the bride. God bless you, my wife and my children and my pastor and the saints of God back in Africa, West Africa. And since I came into the country, the few places that I have been, all the brothers said I should extend their greetings to you all. God bless you. So we will read this morning from the fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 7, and we say some few things to encourage ourselves. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Chapter 7. Read some few things there to encourage ourselves. And then also read from Matthew 28, verse 10. So let's read from the first one from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's read from verse 17. Thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I. How can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. Yes. Amen. The great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the outstretched and the stretched out arm, amen, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Amen. Before we get to Matthew, let's read one from Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Let's read verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Matthew 28. Let's read Matthew 28. Matthew 28. Let's read verse 10. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go, tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Amen. God bless you. Let's be seated. So this morning we've gathered here to encourage ourselves. As the scripture says we should be doing, to keep encouraging ourselves, especially in these evil days in which we are living. We all know the times in which we are living. With questions that has not been answered. Times when scientists and the rulers and the leaders of our nations don't have the answer. Right. They don't know what to do. Right. It's a troublous time. A lot of challenges, a lot of questions. What is this and what is that? For this past year, 2020, and one thing after the other, which has run the whole world, shut down. And everything came to a standstill. The super nations was brought to a standstill, rich and poor. And they've not yet found the solution.
That's right.
Because there is a little virus that is has defied everything they are doing. Changing color. From this state to that stage. From that to that. The Bible says men are to be failing them for fear. But remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So be not afraid.
Amen.
So we encourage ourselves with the message on be not afraid. The prophet of God said, God does not want his children to fear.
That's right.
He said, God wants his children to believe him.
Amen.
That no matter the situation, no matter what is happening or what will be happening, he said, fear not, little flock. The Bible tells us that God hath not given us the spirit of fear. He didn't give that to you. So if you have it, it is from somewhere else. So God have not given us the spirit of fear. But he has given unto us the spirit of adoption. He has given unto us courage. Yes. He has given unto us the spirit of sons and daughters. Yes. That we can come to him and cry, Abba, Father. Yes. We have access unto the Father. Yes. Because we are his children. Yes. Not just children, we are heirs of God. And joint us with Christ. Amen. Just as we sang, he knows my name.
That's right.
Not only does he know your name, he knows your need.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Not only your need, he knows where you are.
Yes. Amen.
He knows your challenges. He knows our problems. He knows everything about us. For the scripture tells us, known unto God are all his works before the foundation of the world. So, if he knows your needs, he knows your name. Before you were born, before anything was created, he knew your name. Because the scripture tells us the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. He said, when the Lamb of God was slain in the church of God, your name was placed in the Lamb's book of life.
Amen.
He knows your name.
Yes.
He knows your needs.
Yes.
And that should take away fear.
Yes.
That should make us to be at ease.
Yes.
That should make us to cast our cares upon him.
Yes.
Because he knows your name and he knows your needs.
Yes.
And he knows all about us. And we should remember that we did not come here by chance, but somebody has sought to it that we should be here. The infinite God. The Bible tells us we have been predestinated unto the adoptions of sons and daughters. So, this should cast away fear. The Bible tells us, those that he foreknew, he predestinated. And those that he predestinated, he called. And those that he called, he justified.
Hallelujah.
The prophet of God said, when he said, you are justified, it means you have not done it.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have not done it.
Right.
And he justified, and those that he justified, he hath already glorified.
Yes.
So, be not afraid.
Amen.
Beloved, what the Lord is telling us in this crisis time, in this challenging time, is be not afraid.
Right.
I am in control.
Yes, sir. Right.
Your God and my God, your Savior and my Savior, your Redeemer and my Redeemer has not lost interest in his creation. He has not lost interest in you because he brought you here for a purpose. Until that purpose has been accomplished, nothing can take you from here. You might have challenges. You might have disappointment. You might have trials. You might have this and that and that. But until his purpose, not your purpose, his purpose, his plan has been accomplished in your life, nothing can take you from here. No matter what will happen, 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. The Bible says it shall not come near you. Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe that word? That 1,000 will fall here and 10,000 there. It will not come near you. God said so. Oh, hallelujah. So, be not afraid. He is in control. Hey, if you forget everything, remember, he knows your name. We could not have come here earlier than today. I mean, you could not be born earlier than the time you were born. And you cannot live here earlier than he has planned for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Even if you want to go, you will not go.
That's true.
Because somebody has to sign your document. Somebody has to approve it. And until it has been approved by him, nothing can take you out of here. So be not afraid. You love him? The prophet of God said, the biggest trouble there is in the church today is a bunch of fear. Fear people, always scared. And that is of the devil. Don't be scared, be brave. Don't be scared, be brave. God wants his children to be brave. Don't be afraid. Because fear torments. And so many of us are being tormented today because of fear. If we have anything to fear, let us fear God. And that fear of God is reverencing God, to reverence him. And that is to take his word. The prophet of God said it is an abuse, insult to God, for us not to believe God's word. For us to be doubting, for us to be questioning the word of God is an insult to God. Because what promise has he ever failed to manifest? What hasn't he done for us? God don't want us to forget his works. He wants us always to remember. That's why he was speaking to the children of Israel. He said, when you go into war or you are faced with enemies, and then you begin to question, how am I going to dispossess this, get these people off? God said, thou shalt well remember what I did in Egypt. Thou shalt well remember how I brought you out. Thou shalt well remember the works that I did in Egypt when I brought you out of bondage. When I took you out of captivity, you should remember what I did. I created. I turned the place into darkness. I brought light out. I protected you when you were in Goshen. That nothing touched you in Goshen. Where there was plague in Egypt, where there was death in Egypt, all that was, I kept you protected. And that same God today is the one we are serving. He's more than able to keep us to watch over us, to defend us, to guide us, oh, spread his wings over us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Thou shalt well remember. If you are forgetting yourself, you are forgetting yourself. If you are in doubt, if you are questioning, can you do this for me? Will you do that for me? He says, you should remember how I took care of you, how I bear you up on the eagle wings, how I fought your battles for you, the things that I did. Be not afraid. Because the battle is the Lord's battle. He said, that's the trouble with the church today. We are afraid. You are afraid. When you ask, you won't receive. That is the reason you don't receive. Don't be scared. God don't want his children to be scared. That's why every time he says, fear not. Fear came in because of unbelief. Because our parents, our father Adam and Eve, our mother, when they were online, when they were obeying, when they were following the divine instructions, when they were abiding within the confinement of the word of the Lord, for their day, for their hour, there was nothing called fear. Fear came in as a result of unbelief. When they disobeyed God's word, and then they heard the voice of God, and God said, Adam, where are you? Then Adam said, I am afraid. The voice that made him happy before, the voice, the presence that made him happy before, now he was afraid. It is just like when we were little boys and girls those days, when you do wrong, they will whip you, cane you very well. Because the Bible says, you spare the rod, you spoil your child. So we can see the age in which we are living. And those days, if you do something good, and they say, okay, when your father comes, I will tell him, you are happy. There's whatever you do, and they say, when your father comes, this thing, when your father comes, we either bring fear or joy. If you've done well, you can't wait for your father to come. Because you'll get something. But if you have done bad, if you have disobeyed, if you have disrespected, if you have done something that is wrong, and we say, when your father comes, you are scared. And you're just looking around. Fear. Because of what you have done. So you're afraid. But if you have done well, you can't wait. When you see your father coming, you run to go and meet him.
That's right.
But if you have done something, you'll try to hide somewhere. So fear came in because of disobedience. So we should always check our lives. Are we obedient children? Are we obeying? Are we following his instructions? Are we doing what he wants us to do? And if we do what he wants us to do, we have boldness. We know he's in control of our lives. May God give us grace that each and every one of us will straighten our lives and walk in the light of the gospel. And when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he shares on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still. Oh, fear not. No matter what is happening today, don't be afraid. He has not lost control. He is in control. He is in charge of his creation. And nothing will happen to us. Nothing, no evil will happen to us. As the Lord told Joshua, the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. No matter what it is, how hard it is, how great the obstacle is, that doesn't matter. If it is down through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord thy God, he is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. These things have not just been written, they are written for us. And it is a consolation to us who believe and trust in the Lord. Amen. He brought us here for a purpose. He elected us. You are not here by chance, and I'm not here by chance. Amen. It is all in his divine program. Amen. And nothing can harm us. You remember the scripture says, Jesus will say, I am the door to the sheepfold.
Amen.
And the prophet made us, went back and to make us to understand what the door, when he said, I am the door to the sheepfold, what it meant.
Right.
And he said, in the eastern countries, in those years, when the shepherd has counted his flock, as particularly the sheep, then the shepherd lies down at the door in front there. He lies down. So he becomes the door. And he said, when he's there, nothing can pass over him. Nothing can enter unless he opens the door. Unless you first deal with him. If it is an enemy, you must deal with him first. And who can overcome our Christ? And who can defeat our Christ? He is the mighty conqueror that defeated death, he defeated the grave, and he defeated hell. And he said, all powers in heaven, on earth, is in my hands. He conquered both the seen and the unseen. And the mighty conqueror says, be not afraid. We know the one that is saying. You should know the one that says, don't be afraid. He is the one that conquered death. He conquered the grave and he conquered air. He has the keys of death and air. He's the mighty conqueror. And he says, be not afraid. My brothers and my sisters, we might have heard it and keep hearing it, but we'll continue to emphasize it.
Yes.
What the Spirit of God has said in our age, what we need, if the Lord is here today, if Jesus is here today in the flesh, in this pandemic, in the situation, whether it's sickness, whatever the situation might be, whatever it be, and he says, be not afraid. No matter what might be happening around you, maybe you might be having some turbulence in your marriage life, in your business life. You might be having troubles here and there. But it says, be not afraid.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, what a mighty God we are serving. He says, be not afraid. The prophet of God said, he is a sovereign God. By his own counsel, he proposed the plan of salvation of his own elect. He proposed the plan of salvation of his own elect, which he foreknew. The Son died upon the cross to establish the means of salvation, and the Holy Spirit carefully executes the will of the Father. He is working all things at this moment, according according to the purpose of his own will. He is right in the midst of all things. Whatever is happening today is right in the midst of it. The Bible says, will there be any evil in the land? And the Lord has not done it. Huh? Will there be any evil in the land? And the Lord has not done it. He's in control.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is in charge. Hallelujah. He's right in the midst of it all. He is in the midst of his church. This great creator, Savior God, is faithfully working among his own right now. As the great shepherd of the sheep, his very existence is for his own. His very existence is for you. That's why it's there. That's what he's living for. Oh, be not afraid. His very existence is for you. That's why he's there. Oh, God, help us. If that the word of the Lord will be revealed to us. That these things that we read will be open to us. We become a revelation for us. To know that his very existence is for us. He loves them and cares for them. His eyes is ever upon them. When the word of God says, our lives are hidden in Christ, in God, it means exactly what it says. Whatever God says, it means it. So, be not afraid. My brother, my sister, don't be afraid. Young men, young women, don't be afraid. Because, listen, he said, when God elected us, he predestinated us. He said, what is it? He's looking to our destiny.
Right.
Nobody can change our destiny.
That's right.
Nothing can change our destiny.
Yeah.
It is settled with Jehovah.
Yeah.
We are his.
Yeah.
Nobody can take us. Jesus said, all that my Father have given to me, they will come to me. He said, they are engraving in my palm. Nothing can snatch them. No devil, no power, no sickness, no nothing can snatch us out of the hands of Jehovah. We are safe and we are secure. We are protected by Jehovah. Nothing can happen to us unless Jehovah allows it. And when Jehovah allows it, then it is for a purpose. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters. Don't ever try and compare your life to anybody. Because we are all different. You cannot be me and I cannot be you. We are made differently for different purposes. Hallelujah. You were made for a purpose. The Bible says we have been redeemed with a price. He redeemed us. He purchased us. He has a purpose. The one who purchased this, the pastor has the musicians and things. And the musician or the organizer said, let this be here. Let this be here. Huh? Let this be here. The one who bought it, he has a plan. The way he wants things to be. So the pastor said, okay, let the musician be here. Let this one be there. Let this one be there. And God has a purpose for where you are today. This machine here cannot say, no, I want to stand here.
I don't like this place, and let me stand here. It can't do it. And so you can't do it too. You have no your choice. You have no choice. Our choice is thy will be done. Your choice is thy will be done. If you want me to stand here, let me stand. If you want me to sit here, let me sit. That is your choice. Our choice is his will. Not what you want to do, not where you want to be, not how you want to do it, but what does he want you to do? Where does he want you to be? Father, what do you want me to do? Brother Branham said, if you have been hired by somebody to work, it is good for you to find out from the one that hired you and say, boss, excuse me, sir, what do you want me to do? And it is good for us to find out, Father, what do you want me to do? You put me into this church. What part do you want me to play? Why do I marry the man that I married and the woman that I marry? Why am I where I am? We must find out. What does he want me to do? Amen. And what he wants me to do, Lord, help me to do that. The prophet of God said, the Christian life, if one is not absolutely centered on Christ, it seems the Christian life holds a lot of disappointments. He said, but those disappointments are God's divine will happening to us. Amen. He said, it might not look like that, but it is.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
It's true.
Hallelujah.
He said, it took Moses out of Egypt, the Israelite, and all their journey, and they traveled, and then they were stuck at the Red Sea. Uh-huh. He said, they were stuck over there. Oh, what are we going to do? And behind them, the enemies were coming.
Yeah.
And some of the weak ones begin to say, why did you bring us out?
Right.
Why didn't you leave us in Egypt? Now they will kill us here and we have no place to be buried.
Amen.
Don't be complaining about everything.
Yeah.
God hates complaints.
Yes, right.
God hates memories. I'm telling you what the prophet of God said.
Right.
Amen.
God hates it.
Yes.
He wants us to be happy.
Yes.
Whatever condition, whatever situation, if we know and we remember it, he knows my name.
Yes.
I'm not here by accident.
Right.
And he said, all things work out together.
That's right.
The disappointment, the sicknesses, the trials, the death, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, those who are called according to his will and his purpose. Be not afraid. Don't let the devil torment you with fear. You will die. This, don't let him torment you.
Right.
We have been delivered from the power of fear,
right,
the power of death. We have been delivered.
Amen.
Listen, saints of God. Some through the flood, some through great sorrows, some through the fire, through great temptations, but all through the blood.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You might be going through something that I might not be going through. She might be going through something that you might not be going through.
Right.
But God has a purpose for everything.
Amen.
We read the scriptures. We read about the heroes of faith. We read about men like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We read about how Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
Right.
Uh-huh.
When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, where was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Mm-hmm. Why didn't they throw them into the lions then too? When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire, where was Daniel? Right. Did Daniel compromise on the word, on his belief?
No, sir.
He didn't. But everybody and his own trial.
Yeah.
Whatever God has designed for you is for you. So it would be unwise to compare yourself to a brother or a sister. Look at that sister, everything is fine with her. Look at that brother, everything. Who told you? Who told you everything is fine? Somebody is acting maturely. Somebody is taking it maturely. Somebody is braving it. Somebody is enduring. Somebody is bearing. Somebody is holding on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We read how some of our brethren were given to lions to hit them. We read how some people were bent at stake. And I want you to remember this. These were all heroes of the faith. Those who were eaten by the lions and those who shut the mouth of lions, they were all heroes. Because these believers, they defied the lions. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, it said they refused deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. They offered them, look, if you just deny Christ, you'll be free. They said, to deny Christ, we'll die.
Right.
They refused deliverance. They were heroes.
Yes,
and I said, listen, in this period we are in, in this pandemic, some believers have gone that way. Some believers had pandemic, they had the virus, and they came out through. It's all by the grace of God. Those who has gone through, and I've said to brethren, if God didn't see me going out in this hour, I would never go. Of course, I had a virus. I tested positive at the time. Oh, the people were afraid. I was not afraid of it. No way. If God never see me going in this hour, I cannot go. Listen, if God did not see you transisting in this hour, you cannot go. You cannot go. Until God has finished with you, nothing can take you out of here. People have got involved in accidents and different things, and they didn't die. You will see the car mangle, just wow. And they say, who is the driver? What happened to you? He said, here's the driver standing there. Wow. And so you see the car solid. And they say the people are dead. Don't compare your life to anybody. In the scriptures, Peter was taken into prison. And Herod planned to kill Peter in the morning. And the Bible said the believers gathered and they prayed. And midnight, the angel of the Lord descended. He went to where Peter was. He knows your name. He knows where you are. Even in the lion's den, wherever you be, he knows there. And nothing can stop God. Nothing. Even what David said, even if I made my bed in hell, even there, his eye will behold me.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Be not afraid.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord descended at midnight. Said, Peter, get up. And the chains fell off.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
May God make your chains to fall off too.
Amen.
Whatever chains of frustration and depression and oppression and whatever, may they fall off. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the great physician. He's the great deliverer. He's our protection. He's our shield. There is nothing that he cannot do. Whatever chains have been bound, may it fall off in Jesus' name. Get up, Peter. And he got up.
Hey, the soldiers were still sleeping. They were lying down as wood. Peter got up. He said, take your sandals. Take your jacket. Let's go. Leave them there. May God help us to trust in the Lord. But this is the point I want to get to. Before Peter was arrested, James has been killed. The same Herod killed James. And I said, did you think when James was arrested, the brothers didn't pray? Did you think they didn't pray? They prayed. But God is sovereign.
Yes, sir.
He knows what to do.
Amen.
He answers prayer the way he wants to answer. And Brother Abraham said, the noses of God as good as his yeses.
That's right. Exactly.
When you pray, God said no. That is good. He said you should be happy with the no.
Right.
Just as you be with the yes.
Yes. Right.
Because what do we want? We want his will to be done.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What a mighty God we are serving.
Amen.
Now, Apostle Paul and Silas, or what a banner, Silas, they were in jail. They took them and they beat them. In those days, if they catch you, they will give you about 40 lashes. So for security, they will give you 39. So they don't want to overstep it. And men were beaten. They have been beaten by men. Lashes. And bleeding all over.
Yeah.
And they took them and they threw them into jail. Whatever situation you find yourself in, you have to make a choice.
Right.
You can stay there and have self-pity. Pity yourself and say, nobody loves me. Nobody give me a phone call. They have not given me a phone call. Or the church, even the pastor. And nobody can. You can make your choice.
Right.
Apostle Paul and Silas, they choose to sing. They begin to sing. They begin to clap. They begin to worship.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need that type of worship.
Amen.
We need that type of praises.
Amen.
They worship God until the prison begin to shake.
Amen.
The walls begin to shake.
Amen.
Two brothers.
Amen.
They shook the prison. They shook everywhere. The wall was shaking. The doors were shaking. And they sang so much until the doors were open.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
If you can't sing in the house of God, where are you going to sing? How can you be singing in prison? You are in the house, you cannot sing. And you cannot sing. How can you be when you are in prison? More so when you have been beaten. Has anybody been beaten this morning before coming here? Did you get some beatings? Huh? When you didn't get any beating and you came, you could not sing and clap and worship God. Yeah, you think I'm funny, yeah, but anyway, that's fine. Did anybody cane you today? And you sang the praises the way you sang it? And we don't express joy? Joy of our salvation? We don't express happiness? That God has kept us alive? That God has been watching over us? You sing as if somebody is begging you to sing? Or to worship the King? Don't you know what he did for you? Don't you remember the price he paid for you? Don't you remember the lashes he received at his back? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Oh, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was whipped for us. Somebody take such a whipping for you.
Right.
Somebody went through such a disgrace for us.
Right.
Somebody bought your joy.
Right. Right.
And that's the way we worship him.
Right.
And that's the way you appreciate him.
Right.
God have mercy upon us.
Right.
Whatever we might be going through today, we can never compare it to the price that was paid.
Right.
My brothers and my sisters, whatever anybody might be going through today can never, never, ever be compared to what he went through.
Right.
He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshipped. Let's give a clap offering to Jehovah for the worthy work he did for you and me. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God that paid the price for us. Worthy is our Redeemer. Worthy is our Healer. Worthy is our Provider. Worthy is our God. The life and the resurrection is worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be worshipped. It's worthy. Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. Indeed, he's worthy. That you will honor him. That we will honor him.
Yes.
That we forget about any disappointment in this life and give praise to him.
Yes.
Knowing that he has prepared something better for us.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that the suffering of this present life can never be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
The glory ahead of us.
Amen.
Joy unspeakable.
Amen.
Full of glory.
Amen.
And earth has never been told.
Amen.
What the Lord has reserved for you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
They beat Paul and Silas and they threw them into jail. And they counted themselves worthy to be beaten for Christ. To suffer what they were. So it's our brother. And they begin to sing. And they were clapping and they were singing. The Bible says other prisoners heard them singing. They were not ashamed of their religion. They were not ashamed of what they believe. They were expressing it everywhere, even in prison, even in their pain. They were expressing it. For they knew that somebody is in control.
That's it.
And they sang, and the prison doors opened.
Amen.
And when the prison doors opened, they could have said, oh, Peter went out. Let's go. No. They never compared to Peter. Because they know Peter, God has a different purpose for him.
Sure.
God has a different. And they were sitting down there. They might be talking about sharing together testimonies of what the Lord was doing. They say, I thank God for the grace he gave me to endure it. Say, my, that man was very strong. Whew. There was one lash. Oh, brother, I felt it. But it was a joy.
Right. Yeah.
I thank God that I do. I enjoy it. Oh, and they were sharing the goodness of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And when the jailer wake up, the prisoner, the officer, he saw, oh, the door, ha! Ah! He took his knife. No! Don't kill yourself.
Right.
We are here.
Right.
We are here.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that jailer might have seen a lot of prisoners run out.
Yes, sir.
Escape jail. And he have seen what might happen to the officer in charge.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he wanted to kill himself. Paul said, no, don't do it.
Right.
We are here.
Sure.
Right there. Right there. He said, I want to go to your church. Lead me to your Christ.
Amen.
I want to believe what you believe.
Right.
What shall I do to be saved?
Right.
What shall I do? Repent. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And thou and thy household shall be saved.
Amen. That's right.
And to be saved today is the same procedure.
Yeah.
Repent. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Repent and be baptized and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Be not afraid. Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
with all your heart. Amen. Cast your cares upon him. Amen. Because he cared for you.
Amen. Amen.
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
To depend on him.
Amen.
Whatever the challenges, whatever the difficulties, trust in the Lord.
Amen.
For nothing can happen to any one of us until the Lord allows it.
Amen.
And when he allows it, then it's for purpose.
Amen.
Our trials is to produce Jesus Christ. More of Christ in our lives.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, if you have a trial, that means you find favor with God. And he said, that shows that God has confidence in you.
Amen.
And not only that, but God knows that you will stand it.
Amen.
The more loyal you are, the more they test.
Hallelujah.
Why are you afraid? Like I've said, you could not have come here earlier than the time you came here. He designed the time you should be here. And he has a purpose for it. And he will see to it that his purpose has been accomplished.
Amen.
He cannot leave you. He said, I will not leave you. And I will not forsake you. I am with you always to the end.
Right.
Even if you don't see him, he is there.
Amen.
Because that is what the word of God says.
Amen.
So let us hold on to his word, to his promises.
Yes, sir.
Because the promises of God are yea and amen. As the Lord rose again from the dead, he told always to his disciples, be not afraid. When he showed himself to John in the book of Revelation, he said, don't fear, John. Don't fear, little flock. All that I am, you are heir to. All my power is yours. My omnipotency is yours. As I stand in your midst, I have not come to bring fear and failure.
Yeah.
I have not come to bring fear and failure. But love,
amen,
and courage and ability.
Amen. Yes.
All power in heaven is given unto me, and it is yours to use. You speak the word, and I will perform it.
Amen.
That is my covenant, and it can never fail.
Amen.
As I stand in your midst, I have not come to bring fear and failure. No. How can you fail? Brother Brown said, how can we fail when we are in Christ? That's the trouble with the church today. He's scared of death. You are going to make a failure. How can you fail when you are in Christ? You can't fail. He didn't fail. And so when you are in him, you can't fail. He didn't fail. So when we are in Christ, the mighty conqueror, how can we fail?
Amen.
You're going to write an exam and you say, I'm going to fail. You will fail.
Yeah.
The scripture tells us, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Amen.
I will make it by the grace of God. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because I know you are with me.
Right.
That rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yeah. When you correct me, I'm happy.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
When fear comes, things, because we are human beings, you know, we fear. How is this going to be like? We don't know. Afraid of tomorrow. What we did. But the one that knows tomorrow said, cast your cares on me.
Yeah.
Amen. He knows tomorrow. He knows eternity.
Amen.
So let our fear, our worry, come under his word.
Amen.
Lord, you brought me here for a purpose.
Right.
You are my savior. You bought me with your own blood, purchased with the blood. I'm in your hands. Guide me and lead me. It's, I shall fear no evil. I know you are with me. I know you will see me through. We commit our lives. That's why every day we commit our lives into his hands. We commit. We don't know what the day holds. He holds the day. He holds eternity. We commit it into his hands, and he leads us.
Right.
Where we have to go.
Amen.
He guides us one step at a time.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
One step at a time. He will show us the way. May God's favor be upon us, church.
Amen.
Oh, whatever you're looking for, it has not been done yet. That doesn't mean it's not going to be done.
Right.
No way. He's faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He cares.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man. How did he wait? Abraham has to wait for 25 years. He has married with Sarah. And their marriage was over 70 years. What are you saying? I'm saying Bible. God called Abraham when he was over 75 years. He was already a married man.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a child until he was 100.
Yeah.
And Sarah was 90. Why did he wait so long? That is his own choice. That is his own decision. That's what he want to do. That's why he brought them on the scene for.
Yes, sir.
And you have been brought here for a purpose.
Amen.
And you should remember, even at, oh my, when God spoke to Abraham and he told Abraham that he was going to give birth, you know what Abraham said? The Bible said Abraham laughed. Abraham said, shall a child be born to him that is 100 years? And Sarah, that is 90 years, give birth? And God, Abraham said to God, oh Lord, that Ishmael might live. That is, it's okay, I understand, but I don't think, let it be Ishmael, it's okay. God said, it's not okay. My program is not with Ishmael. My program is Sarah.
Yeah.
Not your choice, not what you are bringing to me to bless.
Right.
Sometimes we want our own things, our desire to be blessed by God, to be endorsed.
Yeah. That's good, brother. Yeah.
You have everything planned already. You want God, this is bless it. No. He has a purpose.
Yeah.
He has a plan.
Yeah.
He has a program.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
How praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Be not afraid.
Amen.
Do you know that after 100 years, Abraham has questioned God, will a man that is 100 years give birth? Do you know after 100 years, Abraham was still giving birth? After the death of Sarah, Abraham married.
Sure.
He gave birth to about 7 or 10 children. The man that said, can a man give birth at 100 years?
Yeah.
He born after 100 years.
Yeah.
So what can God do?
Amen.
God can change any situation.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. That's why we believe in the resurrection. One day, this sick body, pest house, that trap every disease here and there. Tomorrow there is this. Tomorrow there is cold. Tomorrow there is this flu. And tomorrow there is another here and there. We got a new body coming. No flu will touch us. No virus will enter in. No sickness. No old age. No perversion will enter there. There is a body waiting for us. And we believe it. There is a new body. When we step out of there, we go into another body. Where the old shall be young forever. I believe it.
Amen.
Be not afraid.
Amen.
God changed Abraham and Sarah. God, I wonder, how can an old man at my age give birth and my wife, she's old, how can she give birth? God knows what he was talking about. And when he promised, he's able to bring his word to pass. And he changed them. He healed them. He made them whole. He healed the womb of Sarah. He changed their whole system. And he did what he wanted to do. The same way he would do what he has promised to do for you. You cannot stop him. You cannot stop God. You can't stop God. God will do what he has promised. When Abraham, because of fear, he gave up Sarah. He told Sarah, tell the man that I am not your husband. You are my sister. And I'm your brother. It's okay, okay. Abimelech took Sarah. By the grace of God, step down.
Right.
Because God has a purpose for their lives.
Right.
He has the purpose for that marriage.
Amen.
And when Sarah said, yes, it's my brother. Abraham said, yes, it's my sister. God said, no, it's not true. Technically, they were brother and sister.
Sure.
But it was beyond that.
Uh-huh.
And God knew why they were saying that. But grace came down. Oh,
right, right.
If not for grace, where will you have been?
Right.
Where will I have been?
Right.
In our shortcomings and our failures.
Right.
Grace stepped down to Abimelech and said, hey,
right,
that woman is that man's husband or wife. Abimelech said, no, but the brother told me, the man told me that's the sister. Even the sister also confirmed it that that's the brother. Because I don't care what they confirm.
Yeah.
I am telling you, that is the man's wife. Give him back. Give her back. Grace step in because God has a purpose. Nothing can mess up with it. And may God's grace be upon each and every one of us that his divine purpose for our lives will be accomplished. Oh, be not afraid, brothers and sisters. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind. He is the way. He makes way where there is no way. They came to the Red Sea. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, here and there. Moses was crying. He said, why are you crying, brother? Why are you crying? Have I not proven myself to you? Have I not done wonders? Have I not done great things? Remember what I did in Egypt. Why are you crying? Go forward and divide the sea. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, any situation can be changed.
Amen.
Be not afraid.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Let's commit our lives into his hands.
Amen.
Because he's the resurrection and he's the life.
Amen.
He can change any situation. At the grave of Lazarus, when Martha said, oh Lord, if you have been here, my brother will not have died. He said, your brother will rise again.
Yes.
Oh, Martha said, in the resurrection, he said, I'm the resurrection.
Yeah.
And I am the life.
Yeah.
Martha, Mary came. Mary said the same thing. If you have been here, but now that you are here, I know whatever you shall ask the Father, it will be done.
Amen.
He said, where did you bury him? He said, here. Yeah. It's okay. Take that stone from there. Say, hey, this one is difficult. He said, didn't I tell you? Be not afraid. Take it away.
Amen.
Take that stone. Don't be afraid. Don't limit the Most High God.
Amen.
Listen, whatever situation you are in, whatever challenges, he can change it. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Oh, everything is in him. He is our resurrection. We have a promise.
Amen.
Of the changing of this body.
Amen.
And it will be done.
Amen.
We have a promise of the rapture.
Amen.
We shall be raptured.
Amen.
We have the message of the rapture. We have been transformed. We have been changed. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, be not afraid.
Amen.
God bless you. Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Kick away fear.
Yes, sir.
The prophet said, the preaching of the word is to drive away fear.
Yes.
That's what we are driving away.
Yes.
It's already gone. Don't go for it. God has not given you the spirit of fear. He gave you the son of a son and a daughter. You have the right to cry, Abba, Father. Go to your father. We are sons of God. We are children of God. The Bible says when we were without Christ, we were without God. Christ died for us. Now that we are his children, will he withhold any good thing from us? Let's believe God.
Amen.
That is what our fathers did.
Right.
They trusted in God.
Yes.
And God never put them to shame.
Right.
Let's trust him.
Amen.
Be not afraid.
Amen.
Don't cry.
Hallelujah.
Don't let him intimidate you.
Amen.
He has not given us a spirit of fear,
Amen.
But boldness.
Amen.
Be brave.
Amen.
Be courageous.
Amen.
He said, Joshua, be courageous.
Amen.
The Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest.
Amen.
Brother, sister, church, the Lord your God is with you.
Amen.
Sister, the Lord your God is with you.
Amen.
Brother, the Lord your God is with you.
Amen.
Young people, the Lord our God is with you.
Amen.
Whithersoever thou goest, he is with us.
Amen.
I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Let's keep pressing on.
Amen.
Let's keep loving Jesus. Don't be afraid. He is our healer. He is our provider. He is our savior. He is our God. He is everything to us. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the resurrection. He is the great physician. He is your healer. He is the creator. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the great governor. He governs everything. He rules the universe. And he is your God. What are you afraid of? What can't he do for you? Don't limit God.
Amen.
Trust him.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, when I come to a place, there is no way here, there is no way there. There's he said, I look up. That's when he comes down.
Amen.
And he becomes my way.
That's right.
May he be your way.
Amen.
Whatever door is closed, may he go before us.
Glory.
He called us. When he called Israel, it was to lead them to the promise, and he did it.
Yeah.
He has called us. He has sent a message. It's for the rapture. We are going.
Yeah.
Nothing can stop us.
Right.
No unbelief can stop us.
Right.
This bride, the prophet of God said, she can't fail
yeah.
because she is the word.
Yeah.
She will stay with that word.
Yeah.
God bless you. We close. Brother.
Believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy.
And I
A hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be his wonderful name. Amen. Amen. He knows my name. Amen. I have a maker.
I have a maker.
My name.
He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call.
I have a father.
I have a father. He calls me his own.
He'll never leave me.
He'll never leave me. No matter where I go.
Amen.
He knows my name.
I have a maker.
I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hands.